feeling very Italian today.
You know, it's funny you think about Italian vegetables. For me, as soon as you put olive oil on any vegetable, it becomes Italian.
If you're just joining us, Dan Avakian, the produce man, is with us. And I want to talk about this other beautiful... Is that called a turban squash?
No, actually, this isn't. This is called a mushroom pumpkin.
A mushroom pumpkin.
And there's so many varieties of winter squashes and pumpkins available this year, and growers are starting to plant more because they realize people want weird-looking things. This looks very similar to a turban squash, except it looks like like bread after it's been baked in a round tin.
But you can eat this.
Oh, yes, absolutely. No, with winter squashes and pumpkins, the heavier they are, the better they are, more dense the meat is going to be, and they're just absolutely delicious. You get light ones, they're going to taste
like... I don't know where I was reading it. Maybe it was Fine Cooking or Cook's Illustrated or something did a thing on squash, and, you know, they're raving about the Hubbard being the best all-purpose squash. The problem with the Hubbard squash, they're about 15 pounds.
Well, they're small ones now.
Are there?
Yes, there are small Hubbard squashes, probably the size of a... What size am I doing here, David?
a soccer ball? No,
that's not a cantaloupe or honeydew.
Yeah, there you go. medicine ball.
You can't see my hands, folks. Anyway, yeah, there are plenty of them available. There's orange ones and blue ones available. Mm-hmm. However, most of them are grown really big. They're used for food service and for processing. So they come and go. But they make great decorations on your front porch.
Yeah, well, go to the farmer's market. You can find
decorate
them.
With them and then eat with them.
So let's talk about another very well-known Italian vegetable, broccoli rabe.
Ah, yes, broccoli rabe or rapini. It's a headless broccoli. What I mean by that, it doesn't grow into a big giant head. They have broccoli buds coming out on the end. The stems are edible. The leaves are peppery and kind of a mustardy type leaf.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the benefits of almost two vegetables in one. Now, you're going to want to pick this out when it's bright, bright green. You don't want any yellow on broccoli rabe because that means it's starting to go south. And you don't want that. You want the nice flavor and crisp green broccoli rabe.
Well, it's interesting. I think of a lot of the Italian vegetables as having a bitterness to them.
Yes, this to me has more of a peppery flavor in the leaves.
And so I always want to cook it with things that are going to make it less bitter.
Well, usually when you cook something, the bitterness will kind of go away. I like to take it and just... Again, olive oil in the pan and swish it around. Or you can steam it a little bit lightly first if you'd like to, and then saute it. It's a fantastic all-around vegetable. I would like to say that, if I can, that the vegetables provided here today were provided by VeggieWorks, San Francisco's number one produce company for service.
Yeah, they're very well known. Their VeggieWorks quality is right up there, and I'm very impressed every time I've seen. I've seen VeggieWorks at a number of the shows, particularly they sometimes set a booth up the Napa Valley wine auction, and you should see, and the chefs just hover there, and their produce is always fantastic. What are you up to these days? You're working on your website, changing your website around? People going to be able to get hold of you?
Oh, well, my website is in the works right now. It's called getfreshwithdan.com, and I'm slowly putting it together. It's a big project to put a website together.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm also working on VeggieWorks website as well at the same time.
And on that website are Veggie Views, which is a brief weekly perspective with seasonal specialty produce in Northern California.
That's right. Written by Dan, the produce man, every week. You can get that, it'll be on the website.
Yes. Excellent, excellent. Well, I really appreciate you bringing these goodies and talking about the Italian vegetables. It's so appropriate this time of year, and also since we're here at Il Fanile, what a great theme. Everybody's going to arm wrestle you for that stuff out of the door.
My pleasure, Rachel and David.
It's good to see you, Dan Avakian.
Likewise.
Thanks so much.